something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message. The pursuit of purpose.
Hallelujah. I wrote out something for you. Maybe I should read it to you. And it'd be nice if you are able to write down what I'm going to read to you. The meetings and programs that we hold are not our purpose, but a means to achieving our purpose. Are you listening? These meetings are not our purpose. This meeting we're having here right now is not our purpose. The purpose is not the meeting. The church services we have are not our purpose. They are in pursuit of our purpose. The cell meetings are in pursuit of our purpose. The church services are in pursuit of our purpose. The conferences and conventions and seminars that we hold are in pursuit of our purpose. Our television programs, our books and tapes that we release throughout the world are in pursuit of our purpose. They are not our purpose. Listen, these meetings, you can write, these meetings, that is cell meetings, church services, and programs, are designed to create those opportunities required to help men, women, and children hear and learn the word and participate in spiritual worship in an atmosphere of faith, prayer, and inspiration, that they may receive personal impartation and catch the vision of Christ to grow into spiritual manhood and live victorious lives and help others do the same. Praise God. Did you catch that? From that we can encapsulize a statement of purpose. You get it? A statement of purpose. Let's do that.
Just from that, why do we have our cell system? All right? Why the cell ministry? It is to reach people with the gospel of Christ and equip them as leaders of change. For their families, their work, church, nation, and the world. Isn't that simple? That simple. Hallelujah. That simple. So every time you hear us talking about winning, building, sending, that's what it's all about. Winning, building, sending. So it is to reach them and equip them. When we reach them, that means we go out to them and win them. Then we equip them through the Word of God. Teach them, strengthen them. Like what I'm doing with you now. And then they can live victorious Christian lives and help others find the same. You discover your purpose for life. You discover you're a light bearer. You discover you have become a light to the nations. And then when you discover you are a light to the nations, others walk in your light. You show them how to live. You become an inspiration. So you don't stop where you've been. Your life is set on course. Every day. Doesn't matter where you are. You don't forget what you're living for. How could you forget your raison d'etre? How could you forget the very reason for your life? How could you forget? It's not possible. How could you forget? How could you? It's become your passion. Everything about you revolves around this passion. Pursuit of purpose. Your life is for that. That's all you think about. Doesn't matter where you work. That's what you're out for. Doesn't matter what business it is. That's what you're out for. Every time you look at people, you're thinking about winning their lives to Christ. Turning their souls toward God. Whether they are clients or your customers, your job or work subordinates or bosses makes no difference. You have become a man or woman on a mission. And you see yourself that way every day. I'm a man on a mission. I remember writing down that simple statement many years ago in a little diary. I said, I was born as an answer to the cry of millions. I wrote that down in my diary. That means, hey, you can think, God sent you here, not so you can reach out and ask for something, but so that you can hear of him, learn what he's done for you, and turn to the needy people of the world and reach out and give them something. Everybody doesn't know about Jesus. Remember, when you discover Jesus, you arrive. If your life has been in search, and you've been searching for peace, and you've been searching for healing, and you've been searching for a job, you've been searching for whatever it is you've been searching for, the day you find Christ, the day you encounter Christ, Your problems are solved. Your answers have come. You have arrived. It's all done. Suddenly you say, oh, I found the water of life. I'm no longer hungry. This is the bread from heaven that a man may eat thereof and not die. From then on, your search stops. You have found the answer. Like those men said when they met Jesus, they said, come and see. Isn't this the Christ? Isn't this the King of Israel? Nathanael said, this must be the King of Israel. Andrew called his brother, Simon Peter. He said, come, this should be the Christ. And Peter came to find out about him. When the woman in Samaria heard Jesus talk, she went back into the city and said, come and see a man who told me everything I ever did. Isn't this the Christ? They had found the answer. They had come home. They had arrived. The search had stopped. When you meet him, your hunger is satisfied. Oh God. Your hunger is satisfied. That's why we preach the gospel. We preach it everywhere. Talking to those who are hungry and thirsty. Talking to those who are needy. And we say, look, there's only one answer to your problem. And that answer is Jesus. And the moment they receive him, oh, they find they're not thinking about what pain they had gone through anymore. They're not thinking about, oh, I didn't have a job. Oh, I didn't have this money. Oh, I didn't have a house. Suddenly, even the one that's homeless has found a home in Christ. Even the one that was jobless has found a job in Christ. And they go around telling it everywhere. Jesus Christ, my Savior, my Lord. Oh, Jesus, Son of the living God. He inspires me.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
Wow, this message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy. For inquiries, or to share your testimonies, kindly call us at +234-812-851-9834 or email us at info@loveworldradionetworks.org. Thank you and God bless you.